two halves were excellent first half and pretty poor second half. And I have to say, it's the same things. We're saying the same things. Two set pieces has really changed the game around. And, you know, sometimes you've got to give the opposition credit. They played better second half, but, you know, Sam didn't have too many saves to make, but it's the set plays that cost us, and it was on Saturday. And all you do is ask someone to put your head in before the opposition. And, you know, at the moment, we're not doing that. And until you do that, you know, you're never going to keep a clean sheet.
So how frustrating is it for you as manager then?
It's incredibly frustrating because you see how good we were first half. And I thought deserved take the lead. But it's always that first goal in the second half. And we said at half time, if we get it, I think the game's over. But if they get it, yeah, it makes it difficult. And to give it away as we did, you know, yeah, that's kind of tough to take.
Your side applied themselves well in the first half and created opportunities. What did you make of your side's performance in the second half in terms of creating chances?
Yeah, we didn't at all. And we went from back to front quicker than, you know, we usually do, or we try to. And, you know, in the end, you give the ball back to the opposition, and then they've got some good players. And when they get the first goal, you know, you give them the ball back, and, well, it's coming back into your box. So, yes, I've got to say, Matt, it's nothing that we haven't talked about before. It's just having the courage, really, to pass the ball and get it and move it around the pitch, just like we did first half. And, you know, to have the contrast that we had is worrying more than anything. You know, I think we're playing quite well. We come into it playing quite well. The first half goes well. We get the goal that we deserved. And you just want to go out the second half and do exactly the same. But, you know, a goal for the opposition away from home always gives them the opportunity of a comeback and puts the pressure on you. And until we can keep the ball out of our net, yeah, it's quite difficult.
Why are the players not taking on board your advice, your training ground work that you're doing to try and prevent these goals from going in from set pieces, do you think?
That's not a question for me. That's a question for the players. And, you know, we work really hard on it, trying to keep the ball out of our net. And on the training ground, it's good, but it doesn't matter on the training ground. It's about this bit here. And it is that. All you want to do is, can I edit before, or can I clear it before the opposition? And do I want to get the second ball before the opposition? And Saturday and tonight, that's not been the case.
Before Saturday, you were 4 unbeaten. Do you feel you've suffered a big setback with these last two games?
Tonight, definitely. Saturday, you know, we played pretty well for the 90 minutes. But tonight, we played well for 40 minutes. And, you know, at the end, you know, we never made a tackle. And without that, you're never going to win games.
David Prutton also got his fifth yellow, didn't he, this evening? So how much will you miss him at Stevenage?
Right. Yeah, he's a big player for us. But as I said before, you know, it's easy to get five, although I have to say that the actual tackle was a booking. So we go to Stevenage without Prutz.
Do you intend to make more changes for the weekend? Is that the answer?
I think it's too early to say right now. I think it's time to sleep on it tonight and make some decisions tomorrow.
Okay. How do you see Saturday's game? Because Stevenage have started well, haven't they, this season?
Right, they're a good side. They're a good side, and I've got to say that most teams in this league are good sides. And what you have to do, though, is compete. And you have to compete for the whole game. So if you do that, you give yourself a chance. If you don't, chances are you're getting beaten.
What would you say to the fans that maybe decided not to come this evening? You look at the game, it's 2-7, isn't it, this evening? Does that disappoint you? Does that depress you as manager?
Obviously, it depresses me. I want the supporters to come and enjoy coming to Scunthorpe. And only we can turn that around. Only we can change that by performances on the pitch. And, you know, we thought we'd made strides last month, and obviously tonight is a big setback, but all you can do is work as hard as you possibly can, and the players have to work harder. And, you know, in the end, usually you triumph, and that's the aim.
Any injuries out of tonight?
I don't think so, no.
OK. Callum Kennedy wasn't in the squad today. Is he OK?
Yeah, he's fine.